Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Have you ever felt the need to explain, apologize, justify, or excuse the fact that you are a fast talker, walker, and action taker? While others are sitting around in endless meetings discussing every possible angle of a situation and comparing the merits of numerous approaches to a problem, you are already 10 steps ahead and chomping the bit to get to the actual solution? Yeah, me too. In fact, it's one of the key traits of natural-born entrepreneurs. We want to act, not think, feel, or God help me discuss. And we want to act now and act quickly. This can lead to missteps or mistakes, but it rarely leads to missed opportunities. Being faster than the rest of the kids has many benefits. And instead of trying to get us to slow down, you'd think that others would try to figure out how to speed themselves up. After a while, you do get tired of having to repeat yourself because you just said so much so fast that no one was able to keep up with you. And you get tired of attempting to answer questions about why, you just can't relax, chill out, and do nothing. So my advice is to just stop. Stop explaining, stop excusing, stop rationalizing, stop asking for permission, and forget about ever receiving approval. Simply decide to claim the right to be who you are, who you really are, fast. In my not-so-humble opinion, there's nothing wrong with it, even if it makes others uncomfortable. The thing about it is, it's just how we're wired. It is not a behavior to be modified. This is my DNA. I didn't choose it. Why should I feel self-conscious, guilty, or embarrassed just because I happen to feel better in motion than at rest? Now, I am not talking about being an asshole and running in circles around someone who's trying to talk to you just because they happen to be a little on the slow side. There are much more skillful ways to handle the problem of being out of sync with the rest of the world. My own need for speed was causing me all kinds of problems, and I didn't even realize they were all connected until one day I did. For example, my need for speed meant I always did express checkout, did my shopping online, organized my routines around when I was least likely to have to deal with crowds, lines, or inadequate parking spaces. Over time, I had to cull my social circle to eliminate people that just couldn't keep up with me and didn't want to. I reorganized my workday to take advantage of my natural rhythms and energy cycles, even if it meant I got up and went to bed on a different schedule than those around me. And most importantly, I stopped feeling the least bit self-conscious or guilty about any of it. For me, a big part of radical self-acceptance of being a driven woman means taking full responsibility for honoring my true nature instead of trying to change it. I think, feel, and do things quickly. That's what feels right and normal to me. When I'm forced to slow my roll so that I act more like others, I am doing what feels right and normal for them, but at my own expense. I'm pretty sure that this is one of the reasons why I developed symptoms of anxiety and depression over time. I was out of touch with myself and not living in a way that felt normal, natural, and healthy to me. No wonder I became worried and sad. I was trying to be someone and something that I am not and never will be. I need to move fast and often. So how does your need for speed show up? Are you finishing other people's sentences? Disclosing your entire life history on a first date? Losing your shit if there is more than one person in front of you in line at Starbucks? Do you have a hard time keeping friends or romantic partners because you burn them out with your activity level? Are you changing jobs every 6 months? Do you think of skydiving as a relaxing hobby? Or spend way too much on auto insurance because of all your moving violations? Do you see any of this as a problem? And what do you think is the solution? After spending far too long doing just that, well, just about everything that didn't work, I finally figured out a few changes that I could make in my life that did. My treadmill desk has literally saved my life. Well, my work life at any rate. Instead of having to get up multiple times while I was working on something, simply because it was excruciating for me to sit still for extended periods, I now walk while I work. It's not the sweat level walking that I do on the treadmill at the gym. In fact, the treadmill desk can only go a maximum of 2 miles an hour. But being in motion, even at this slow pace, means staying in momentum instead of starting and stopping. It keeps my need for speed at a steady, low-level hum instead of a throbbing drumbeat in my head. I'm less irritable and more creative, less restless and more grounded. You know the question, if your house was on fire and you could only run back and save one thing, what would it be? Well, my treadmill desk would win hands down over every other possession I own. I have no idea how I would manage to carry it out of the burning house, but you get my point. I also have learned to honor my need for speed in my choice of playmates. This is my term for friend. I no longer surround myself with people who are uncomfortable with my high energy. My current friendships are limited to two types of people: other speedy folks like myself, or speed enthusiasts, even if their own need for speed is considerably less than mine. A number of my current friends are wired like me, and it is fantastic. There is such a level of natural chemistry and unspoken acceptance. We share our wild ideas and adventures, laugh with abandon, and are equally likely to cut each other off as we are to regale each other with hilarious tales that may or may not be factual, with no judgment ever. There is nothing quite like finding your own kind to make you feel less like a freak of nature and more like a rare and exotic creature. If you're a female business owner or entrepreneur who has ADHD, I don't have to tell you, it impacts everything. Your perfectionism, your procrastination, your people-pleasing, your distractibility, disorganization, imposter complex, all of that gets in the way of sharing your brilliance with the world. But guess what? I've got you. Up until now, it's only been possible to work with me in private coaching one-on-one, but I kept getting requests for groups. So I've decided to go all in on groups starting this fall at two different levels. Want to figure out if working with me in a group coaching experience is right for you? And if so, which one? There's a link in the show notes. We'll get you on the wait list and start giving you all the details to make the right choice for you. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me and discovered that with ADHD, as an entrepreneur, there is no magic pill? Here's my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff. The meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy, maybe. But still, the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always going to be something I'm going to have to work on. And I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman Podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.